Welcome. It's the legendary Home Blow as we are broadcasting live on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth, inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I am your sub. You know what I'm saying? I love cousins, so I'm going to say cousins. I'm your sub. Ray Nitti is enjoying his time for his sister's wedding in Poland. He even called in, I guess, because he said he didn't see no other color besides his family there. But, man, go on and enjoy Poland. Go on and enjoy Poland. You act like you ain't down with Poland. You down with Poland. You down with Poland, man. Stop it. Cut it out, as they would say. So this afternoon, I know that for my first hour, I already know, for my first hour, I am going to be talking about why can't we? And I know some of y'all are like, why can't we? What that mean? What that mean? What you mean by that, Blow? Why can't we? I'm going to explain because I want you to understand why I'm saying this and why I chose this. There's been a lot of conversation. And don't forget, everybody on the YouTube page, you can like and subscribe to the page as we're on our road to 9,000 people. Xavier never gives us the exact numbers. DJ Brother Z,
what up,
where Homer? Are we at, man, with numbers for trying to get to our 9,000 people?
Let me check.
Yeah, so, but, you know, you're going to learn today. That's what I know. You're going to learn today. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. But when you're there, make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. On Facebook, we are also on Facebook Live. Same thing, you know. Hit that like and follow on Facebook. And you can watch the show and be a part of the show. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts.
It says we have 8,230.
Okay.
It's not giving me like the exact number.
Got you.
It just says 823K.
All right, cool. So we're on our way. We are on our way. So again, why can't we? That is my question for us. Why'd you choose this legendary Home Blow? Well, I chose this because it's a lot of talk about the garage. All right? It's a lot of talk about the garage. People have their different opinions on it and all of that. But guess what? It seems like everybody is coming together with their thoughts and opinions on it. Would you agree with that, my producer, DJ Brother Z? Would you agree that it seems like a lot of people are coming and speaking out and having opinions on social media?
Yeah, it's been all over my timeline.
Okay, so this brings to mind the why can't we? We seem to, in my opinion, know how to get upset, get frustrated. That's all bad. Why are they doing that? Forget them. I ain't going to support this. I'm not going to do that. Everybody should boycott. Now y'all making death threats to the proprietors and to the staff to where they had to give them 2 weeks off with pay while they try to regroup and kind of figure things out. So all of these things, like, and I'll say the black community in particular, in my opinion, as well as a lot of the Milwaukee artists, got a lot to say. They got a lot to say. The community as a whole, we seem to have a lot to say. So it brings me to my subject matter of why can't we? So the first thing that I want to know, because everybody seems to have a comment. Well, a lot. You know, I never just, you know, stereotype and say everybody because it's not. But it's a whole lot, as me and DJ Brother Z attested to. It's a whole lot. So I want to know if we can get passionate about all of this and there's other things that can come up in our community or outside of our community that we get passionate about. So why can't we be passionate about the crimes that are happening in our community? Why can't we be passionate about that? Like, why can't we put that same type of energy in trying to bring the crime down in our communities. I'm talking about people that you ain't heard from are making comments about the garage, which is not black owner operated.
People that don't even be there making comments.
Right. But our community is in a cesspool in a lot of areas. It's a cesspool. It's people that want to move, people that don't want to live in the city anymore. But we can come together and unite and talk all of this and talk all of that. You get what I'm saying? Like, so, but why can't we do that with the crimes that are going on in our community? Why can't we? Why can't we question too? So I want to be able to hear Truth Nation's opinions on this. And because we show enough speaking up on something that is not going to help you get your brand new house. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to help you get your children to the child care learning center. It's not, you know, like, so, but everybody, a lot of people are getting so involved in this. So one of the things, and I want your response to this, why can't we be this passionate about crimes in our communities? Two, why can't we be this passionate about some of our children failing in education and schools? Why are we not getting everybody riled up and trying to hold somebody accountable? And, you know, how dare our kids be falling behind in this? How dare our kids be this? Why don't we have that same damn energy, in my opinion, that could help clean up our community and bring black neighborhoods instead of just the hood? Where's the passion? Where's the passion when it affects us by us? Where? I don't see it. DJ Brother Z, I just asked two of the questions so far. Why can't we be this passionate about crimes in our communities? Why can't we be this passionate about some of our children failing in education and schools? That's just two of them. I got a few more. But what do you think about that?
I think it's because it's not controversial or not as controversial.
But it is. It should be even more controversial with all of the stuff that we have to deal with, all of these things that we have to deal with in our community. It's like we don't care. It's almost like we don't care about.
It's like, yeah, that two people don't care.
Yeah, we don't care about ours, but let somebody. And you know what? I believe that I brought that up even on Monday, DJ Brother Z. I said, you know, we'll run and protest if it's a white person that does something. We'll find out where they live. We'll go to their house and protest. We'll do all the things. But we know that there's two drug houses or violent houses that are on the block or in the apartment building. But we won't go and march down on them. And you hear people talking about, man, they be shooting over here all the time. It's that house right there. It's that apartment building right there. But yet you got children that live in those areas.
Oh, but then that's snitching, Homer.
Say what I'm saying.
That's snitching.
See, listen. Three, why can't we be this passionate about gun violence?
They don't care, Homer. People do not care.
And so do you understand the effed up nature of that? Like, so we worried about a man that he don't, you know, care if you in low income housing or you on EBT. That's not his concern. But we will allow our community, well, some of the people in our community, to just tear it down, make it to where some people feel like they don't want to live here anymore. They want to move from where they are because of the gun violence that's happening commonly in their areas. I'm just like, so when do we give a damn about us? We give a damn about somebody that says that they don't want this music played. Oh, that's what riles you up. That's what ticks you off. Now, you ticked off about that. Yeah, man, see, that's why. Stop it. Stop it. Now you, listen, it's so bad, in my opinion, DJ Brother Z, that there are people talking about we should get our own club. We should get our own club.
Bruh.
Like, so you mean to tell me just because they said and came up with what they came up with, which they're probably trying to rescind now in this 2 weeks of thinking about it, and so we got enough money to pool together as a community that are upset and find a building, renovate it, and turn it into a club. But we won't buy a house. We won't end up saying, instead of doing that, instead of investing in a nightclub or a lounge, if you got all of this that we can come together and make this money now, why can't we buy a building and turn it into our own community center? Why can't we put community centers here and community centers there? That's not where people are thinking. And I got a couple of more. So I these and the others, I want to know what's your truth. 833-212-1017 is the truth call-in line. You're listening to The Grapevine. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, holding it down for Ray Nitti. After we take care of these bills, I'll be black.
Yeah, Bill. Yeah, Bill. Call me Steve O. I'm a wild boy. And I need O.
Welcome back to The Grapevine. I'm the legendary Homer Blow. And, of course, I've got some questions, subject matter right now. I still have a couple of other questions that I want to get answers to. And I encourage you, Troop Nation, to give us a call, 833-212-1017. Of course, you can make your comments on our YouTube page and Facebook Live. Why can't we, the first three, all right? First one, why can't we be this passionate about crimes in our communities the way we're being passionate about this garage situation, the way we were being passionate about when Elsa's took the wings off the menu? Why can't we be this passionate about some of our children who are failing in education and schools? Why can't we be that passionate about that?
You need to read.
Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts.
That part.
Why can't we be this passionate about the gun violence that is going on in and around our community? But you got time to worry about a club that has a right to say, we're not playing this in my establishment. And you got a right to no longer go there. But now they're getting guns. They're getting violence, they're getting threatened with violence and all of that. They don't close for 2 weeks to try to figure it out and still pay the staff. Because as Sherwin Hughes said on Truth with Sherwin Hughes this morning, y'all really proving the narrative of why they saying, yep, see how violent they're getting? See how violent they're getting?
I just didn't see any, like, I didn't see any of those threats or violent threats like that. The only quote-unquote threats that I saw were people were going to go and pull up and play Milwaukee music off a Bluetooth speaker.
There were some on the comments. You know, like when you go to comment sections on a lot of different people that have posts, and when you go through some of those, I should have screenshotted some of those posts that I saw, because I'm sure now, since it's been put out there like that, some people done went and tried to delete their comments. They're like, uh-oh, this could be used against me in a court of law. It absolutely could. Another thing, why can't we be this passionate about supporting our establishments instead of tearing them up or tearing them down or up? You get what I'm saying? Like, Why? The fifth thing, why can't we be this passionate about getting control of some of our children and youth? You know, we're talking about this is a major problem. Why can't we be that passionate as we are about an establishment that has a right to make whatever changes they want? And if you just don't agree, that don't go. Don't support it. We've got Brian on the Truth talk lines, 833-212-1017. Great afternoon, Brian. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
My truth is this.
Excuse me? We lost you.
Put everybody on furlough.
Are you on the phone or are you on a Bluetooth? Because you might need to pick up the phone. Brian, you might need to pick up the phone. Pull him down. Pull him down. Just Brian, you might need to pick up your phone because we're hearing like an echo, and we just need to make sure that we hear you loud and clear. I want to hear your truth, but right now it's coming in like faint. We can try it to see. Brian, have you any better yet? Okay, it's not better yet. All right, Brian, you may have to try to call Black, and if so, just actually get on the phone. As opposed to trying to talk maybe through an earpiece or, you know, whatever way, because I want to hear your truth. And again, great afternoon to everybody on the YouTube page, Jasmine, Jazz West, Babar, Curly Q, Anita Nicole, Lucretia. Great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. My content, you know, especially this hour, and who knows, some of them may move in, because we have to get to these solutions, in my opinion. You feel what I'm saying? We have to get to these solutions. So it's why can't we? There, I'm telling you, it is hot topic. The news is talking about it. Social media on all of the different platforms are talking about it.
Sexy Red is talking about it.
See what I'm saying?
She quoted it on Twitter and she said, "At least y'all know I'm number one."
See? And so we can get the attention of... Good one. We can get the attention of national artists like that.
Shade Room posted it too yesterday. We talked about.
Yeah. But when it comes to making sure we have a safe community, ain't nothing happening. Ain't nothing happening. We ain't this passionate and everybody going in at the same time, because that's how you can get things done. The same way that they're now saying, hold on, I didn't approve that, this, that, and the other. But we won't move the needle in our community, in my opinion, because the crimes that are happening in our communities still going down. They're not this passionate about the fact that some of our children are failing in education and some of these schools. And it's not the school, it's the children. But ain't nobody being as passionate. Everybody ain't talking about it and talking about what needs to happen and talking about, the solution is us getting a club ourselves. A club ourselves. Really? That's the answer? That you want to hurry up and get a solution to that. But all these other things and ills that are going on in the community, that's okay. Why can't we be this passionate about gun violence? Why? Over 19 casings on Saturday, this past Saturday, before 10 a.m. on Sherman and Capitol. One-year-old gets grazed by a bullet. We ain't going to get passionate about that. But say you're going to change the music. You're going to tell the DJs what they can and can't play in your establishment. Oh, the world goes on fire for that. Why can't we be this passionate about supporting our establishments, Black-owned and operated, instead of tearing them down or tearing them up? Why can't we be this passionate about getting control of some of our children and youth? We want to wait for everybody else to handle the damn problem except for us. Why aren't we, the sixth thing, why can't we be this passionate about helping to patrol our own communities? Let's go to the truth lines. Great afternoon, Miss Charlotte. I love you. I appreciate you. You hear the conversation. Why can't we? What's your truth?
Well, I'm so glad that you are talking about this topic. It makes me encouraged that younger people are saying enough is enough. You know, number one, they don't even know about business. If stuff keeps happening at this man's location, the city can take his liquor license and he'll lose his business.
Yep.
You know, and even if it was a black owner wouldn't tolerate this either.
Right.
Why, like you said, why are we so apologetic, not about children creating chaos? That's because it's called accountability. These kids didn't just come up one day. I raised two sons and a daughter by myself. They never thought about destroying nobody else's property because I wouldn't have it.
Right.
I wouldn't have it. You know, these people, and I'm gonna say something here that people might not like, the N-word versus black people.
Mm-hmm.
They're not holding their children accountable.
Yep.
They're not. Everything is somebody else's fault. And I'll leave you with this. I volunteered in the daycare childcare business with no pay for 20 years, which means I helped daycare people by sitting with the children, trying to teach them the alternative way of life. But their parents are out of control.
Right. Them damn PWKs, people with kids, because they are the biological mothers and fathers, but they are not parenting. Parenting, you know, that's a skill. That's something that you have to do in order to change that narrative, because you can't have them at the learning center or the daycare for the hours that they're there, and they're learning things. But then as soon as they get out of there and get back into their normal environment, they ain't caring about that. The child trying to tell them or show them what they learned, and they tell them, I don't want to hear about that. Pass me my blunt.
I've had 3-year-olds tell me their mama smoked weed before she drops them off.
See?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you bringing this up, and it's encouraging to have more young people think about it, because I'm one of those people who owns my own house, been in the neighborhood for 40 years. I'm about to go. I'm about to move to Elm Grove.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take it.
I understand. Love you and appreciate you. We're coming up on another break again. I am the legendary Homer Blow, and I'm asking the main first part to all six of these questions. Why can't we? Because we've proven that we can be selective about what we want to be up in arms about. So we've proven that if you try to say don't play this in a certain establishment, that y'all was playing it before. Ah, hell no. Let's raise the roof. Everybody make a post. Everybody get involved. How many times do we want some of these artists from Milwaukee, Brother Z, to get involved in trying to change the narrative in our community? Because we know that there are people that look up to them, especially our youth. I don't see this kind of response, bro. I don't, you know, and I hate that with the way that they put this out there, you know, the Ishtars and all of that, you know, that the waves and all that, they, you know, they're not there at all. But yeah, man, it's a slippery slope. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to The Grapevine. I am the legendary Homer Blow, and I'll be black. Are your finances low, your mindset off track, or are you ready to get into real estate? Tune in to The Journey with Coach Erica every first and third Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 101.7 The Truth. It's all about mindset, money, and real estate, helping you to take the next step towards building a better future. So make sure you tune in. The Journey with Coach Erica. It was great talking to her, interviewing her at the Truth Family Fest on this past Saturday. You're going to get some great information, and she's going to continue to let you know that she's still on a journey herself, even though a lot of people will be like, wow, she got it. She done made it. No, it's still a journey. The journey doesn't stop. Welcome, Black, again to The Grapevine. I am the legendary Homer Blow and the True 3-212-1017. I am talking about the why can't we, and I derive this because of the fact of all of the people calling themselves coming together and getting into arguments on social media. They talking about it. They talking about it. They talking about action. What is our action plan? And then they started threatening the owner and staff about this whole situation. But why can't we be this passionate about crimes that are happening in our communities? Anybody who has the answer, I want to hear from you. You can give it to us on YouTube, Facebook Live, or you can call in 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. Why? So why can't we be this passionate about the crimes that are happening in our communities? They don't deserve to, you know, hear the community come out and say, man, that's crazy. Why would they do, man, they doing this because of this. So you, but you don't care. What is it? You don't care enough. That's not enough to make it go viral. Y'all don't want to make that go viral. Y'all don't want to end up doing that. You know, some people will argue, why y'all saying that though? Y'all always acting like we ain't the only one. Oh, let's stop. 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 Even sometimes when the yellow tape is on the south side, it's in an area that we at. So stop. Stop. I'm allergic to ENC's excuses and complaints. We got to stop. We got to take accountability. And right now, we all ready to do this and coming up with this and this, that, and the other. Everybody got a damn voice now. A lot of y'all have been silent as hell. It was silence of the lambs going on. But now, all of a sudden, oh, yeah, how they going to do that, you know? And then some people get it like, look, whatever that club want to do, that man want to do, they got a right to do it. Why they can't play our music? Listen, the same reason a radio station can't play your regular version of your song and have to get a radio edit or make an amended version to try to play your song. A lot of these artists don't even want to make radio edits. So then when radio ain't playing it, man, see, they don't support. How? How the hell are we supposed to support? Listen, again, as I say, you know, so why can't we be this passionate about some of our children who are failing in education and schools? And I put it that way on purpose because education. So you might be homeschooling. But if they're not passing, if they got all of these vices that are around them, that's the school's fault? No, not in my opinion. So why can't we galvanize around that? Why can't we end up making sure you want to ride out, you want to go down here, you want to protest, you want to do this, you want to do that? Why don't you go around and use your service to take some of these parents and their children to some of the learning centers that might be out there, some of the organizations that have tutoring? Why aren't you doing that? Why ain't we coming together to say, hey, we got a bus. Normally it's a party bus, but it's going to be the education bus during the week from this time to this time, taking the youth and the parents or the PWKs to where these children can get the help that they need. If you are not ready to do it yourself, if you don't understand it yourself, if you need some education yourself, why aren't we talking about that? Why aren't we doing that? We're getting mad at somebody. It's their damn business. They the ones that got to go to the license committee and deal with it. And guess what? Over half the damn people at, I'll say, damn near 80 to 90% of these establishments that have to go in and sit in front of that license committee, you can yodel in that license committee room. Because only three or four people came out to support. The rest are in opposition. But as soon as they lose their license, man, see, that wasn't even right. But you didn't bring your butt down there. You watched it, though. You watched it. But you ain't going to come down to support. That's my favorite spot. Listen, y'all get 833-212-1017. Why can't we be this passionate about the gun violence These are my questions. I got six of them. We got six of them. Why can't we be this passionate about supporting our establishments instead of tearing them down or up? Why? Why can't we get on our own community and say, hey, man, listen, man, you're going to mess it up, man. No, they ready at just moment's notice. Man, I shut this whole thing down. You know, they fired some gunshots, whether they were just in the air or not. That license holder has to go down there and answer to that. And none of y'all down there. But y'all ready to galvanize. Y'all galvanize on Elsa's when they said, we take the wings off. Y'all galvanize on the garage. Everybody want to come out, get on the news and all of this. Everybody want to have they post up and everybody want. Why can't, and my thing is, if we saying that we love us and we talk about the things that are against us, why can't we come together to make us better? Why can't we get control of some of our children and youth? Why can't we be passionate about that? So we won't have to see things happening at State Fair and Summerfest or any festival or all these fights on different blocks or whatnot. Why? After sets, fighting, all kind of craziness going on. Why can't we be passionate about getting that stuff under control? So some of the buildings that are inside our community, we can end up trying to rehab. It's a lot of carpenters that are in our community. And if we're talking about getting, y'all want to galvanize and say we should buy a spot. I've heard people saying that just because of this garage situation. We're going to go to the truth call-in lines because I want to hear your answers to these questions in your opinion. You feel what I'm saying? So, and I know you may be like, yep, I agree. Or you may disagree. It's okay. I want to hear your truth. 833-212-1017. Eastside Corey. Great afternoon. Wow. Love you. Appreciate you. What's your truth?
Ooh, I like Homer in the afternoon. Make the medicine go down. Make the medicine go down, baby, okay?
Okay.
I have my little lunch with the kids, and they're joking around, and then I deal with you telling them all the truth. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Listen, Homer, because my grandma used to say, baby, when I ask too many questions, just keep on living. And what she meant by that was we have a habit of repeating ourselves. When we think we have accomplished something, we forget when things get smooth that we have to do our due diligence all the time because they're not growing. They're not changing. It's just a temporary Band-Aid on a bigger problem. Okay? Yep. This Nolan thing that's happening over there in Mississippi, fascinating in a bad way because the whole town's involved. It's traditional in the South. They call it the great tradition. That boy, Nolan, comes from a black family that was has a big, huge reputation. They were the first black family to have their own estate after slavery. That's his pedigree. And they're not used to that because that's my people. Overachievers from Arkansas. Hello. Overachievers from East St. Louis back in the day. Hello. They came to Milwaukee in the early late 50s and had me. And then I'm trying to pick up the slack. I tried to do an education, and I can't do it. I could not go to work and be abused by these children and their parents. You can't call me out of my name 5 minutes into it, you know. So we get only so much you can do. You can only keep yourself right. So why we're not doing anything is because we don't want the cops and the FBI to come over our house and say, oh, Mr. Corey, Eastside, we looked you up before we came over, and what about this and what about that? So, I don't drive for that very reason. My car is here, but I got to get my paperwork straight.
All right. Yep. Appreciate your truth, Eastside Corey. Again, Truth Nation, like, these are, when we're talking about solutions, we got to be solution-based. So what is the answer to these why can't we questions? In your opinion, what is your answer to these why can't we? You know, but we're quick to jump outside the box on other stuff that they could really give a damn about our opinions of them and our thoughts about them. They could really give a damn, you know? And then be like, man, that was a nice spot. I like going there, this, that, and the other. But now it's gone. Now it's gone. Listen, we got to stop acting like there are not some issues that create this type of fear in some of these business owners. And especially when they have to talk to the neighborhood districts, like if it's a bid or some type of association that they got to deal with, Brady Street Association or whatever the case may be. If they're talking about they're trying to clean this up, they're trying to do this, they're trying to do that, then it's like if you really own a business that is within a certain area, like there's a decorum that you have to have. So if you ever just drive and see certain areas that may not necessarily be a lot of us per se, you're going to notice that their awnings are all the same color. You're going to see that everything kind of goes together. It's a uniform type situation. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. I'll come back to talk more. Troop Nation, I definitely want to hear from you. We are inside this grapevine, and I'm picking grapes. I'm picking some grapes this afternoon. I'm the legendary Home Blow, and I'll be black.
It's a blessing. God sent it in me, now I'm flexing. We the ones really playing while they stress. Had the devil on my back, that was last year. Gay tribe, but I'm God's child. You don't know about the Lord, come and find out. Judgment day coming soon, don't you hide now. If you're doing wrong, he gonna find out.
Took the death beat and changed it to the gospel beat. Let's hear the other, you know. Play the other version. I didn't think so. Listen, welcome Black to the Grapevine. If you're looking to discover and support local businesses in our community, then make sure you tune in every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time to Truth in the Morning with yours truly, the legendary Home of Blow, and my girl Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, only on Truth in the Morning with the legendary Homer Blow and my girl Bailey Coleman. It's powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. Now, I'm black. Let's see, JB on the YouTube page and, O'Neill Stamps, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. Dr. Clarissa Lawrence, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. JBYM7HX said, go somewhere else, point blank. EO forces someone to accept them, let them play what they want. Imagine someone walking in upper yard demanding they serve German potato salad, then reported it and ran to the news. Sounds a bit stupid, right? And yeah, absolutely. You get what I'm saying? So it's, again, when you really think about how some things just transform and it's cold turkey. Yeah, I remember, you know, you had Hip Hop Club be like, from this point forward. And like I said, they will change the age requirement. And I guarantee you that there is logical reasons when some businesses end up making those changes. When some businesses end up making those changes. That's why some clubs and lounges, when they open up, they get down there, in my opinion, I've said it yesterday, and tell the Common Council and License Committee at that time, before it makes it to the full Common Council, all this stuff. It's going to be grown folks. It's going to be this. We ain't playing that. Nope. It won't be none of that there. And they don't be open 3 weeks before they turned up.
And that's the other thing. You're asking a college bar not to play some of the biggest artists over the last 20 years.
Listen, if that college bar may have been told by that business district or that association, and I'm not sure which one Brady Street has. It may be an association or it may be a bid district like some of the other places have, from downtown, North Avenue, and Metcalf, the whole nine, right? And Metcalf's trying to get their own. But so if they end up coming to you, or just the HOA, let's just use it as if it's your home, and they say, look, we told you, your grass has to be cut like this, and that's, we ain't taking no shorts, and the sound ordinance is this, and this, that, and the other. Now, you either going to comply, or you're going to get the hell out. You're going to comply, or you're going to get the hell out. That's not fair. How come I can't play? We said that there's a decibel limit, and you went against the decibel limit. And so, yes, we got a problem. We have a problem. Do we have a problem? Yeah, we got a problem. And so, again, what is your choice if that happens, Brother Z? Be like, I got to move.
But, okay, there's nothing wrong with them telling the DJs what to play or what not to play. It's how they did it.
Okay, because yesterday, on Monday, you were saying that it was them telling them, you know what I'm saying, not to play. But I'm happy to hear that you're getting where I was going with that. Like, yeah, so if you don't want to work there anymore, if that, you know, be like, man, that's y'all ain't going to have me hear people talking about, man, he whack as hell, this, that, and the other. Man, why you ain't playing this? Why you usually be jamming and all of that? We DJs. We got egos. We got egos. Don't nobody want to have to be Instagram post talking about this DJ whack as hell. You don't want that to, you know, that. So, but if the establishment, and it's just like working here. If they say this is how this needs to go and that needs to go, we either going to get with that or we're going to have to say, you know what, thank you for the opportunity. I'm out. But the way that some of these people are going at it, and they won't deal with the ills that are going on inside our own community. So skip the fact that a one-year-old got grazed by a bullet in a massive shootout that happened on Sherman and Capitol before 10 a.m. on August 22nd. Forget that. Let's talk about this, though. Let's make this go viral. Let's make Sexy Red see it. Let's make the Shade Room post it.
I mean, and I hear that, but what, as somebody in the entertainment industry or the night industry, going to be able to do about that one-year-old that got shot? Respectfully, what am I supposed to do about that?
Let me just tell you, a lot of times, some of those individuals, because we see them fighting on Water Street and on Brady Street and acting a damn fool and even shooting people downtown. Some people have gotten killed. So, yeah, some of them people are the same damn people. So they not going to a loft on Brady Street when they leave there. They not going there, Brother Z. They are not going there. I'm going to tell you where they're going. They're going to fight in front of an after set. I'm telling you. So that's where that varies, in my opinion, as it relates to that portion. And we cannot act like that's not a real truth. I ain't saying it's everybody, but we cannot, in my opinion, act like that's not the real truth. That's why I got these "why can't we?" That's why I got the "why can't we?" Why can't we be this passionate about the crimes that are going on in our communities? A lot of people wouldn't even have to go downtown if a lot of businesses didn't end up losing their license or getting suspended for 60 days or 90 days because the violence was upticking. I don't think most clubs open up wishing that they had a big brawl inside the club, and then someone fired shots outside the club. I don't think that any black owned and operated establishment is saying, hey, I want y'all to come. I worked. I invested in this property. I got all this stuff. I'm paying all these people to work. I'm paying the security. I'm paying inside and outside security to try to make sure that everybody has a safe and great time. And then here comes some people that don't get along. They see each other in the community all the damn time. We'll wait till we get to your establishment, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a bar, whether it's a lounge. This is where we're going to take it out at. This is what we're going to do. Now, you know, like River Splash, they don't even come. They stopped it. And that was after shootings. You know, they had been doing it for decades. Gone. Now you hear where they trying to even impede on Bastille Days. So, you know, that's why I'm saying we got to work internally on some things that we have the power to change. So it's like, that's where the why can't we's come in. We're talking about some of these kids, and we're hearing the numbers of, you're hearing elementary teachers talking about it. You're hearing junior high school teachers that are talking about the sad environment that they see, not with the building that is the school, but with the youth that are coming to the school. You're having them happen to bring underclothes, hats, personal things that you would think that that child wouldn't have left home without. It's crazy. It's crazy. And I'm allergic to ENC's excuses and complaints. You feel what I'm saying? Lucretia on her YouTube said, not one lie spoken, Homer. Abstract Noor 414 said, the infestation in our community, how do we get rid of it? It seems like it's the norm now, especially with women fighting. And that's where I'm saying. So if we put the same kind of heat, in my opinion, the same kind of pressure that we're trying to put on the garage, then we could see some change, because it seems like everybody is attacking the damn problem. I know it's not everybody, but it is trending everywhere, nationally as well as locally. So we can bring attention to that, but we can't bring the attention to we're fed up, we're tired of all these shootings, we're tired of this, we're tired of that. We're going to start making, you know, changing our community for the better. Time to get ready to take care of some bills. The truth call-in lines are open. You're listening to The Grapevine, 833-212-1017. I'm the legendary Homer Blow. I'll be black.